Hello, audio boomers. Well, it's another week and it's time for another talky audio boo. I seem to be doing those. Well, this is the second one in a few days, really, isn't it? So, I'm going to talk about coffee on the move today. It's supposed to be sunny, although you can't really tell. Me opening and closing the window. You can't really tell, actually, from this front window here, but I'm hoping that my phone app is right and that in the back garden, where it's usually, if it is sunny, it's lovely, that it will be really nice. So, but whether or not that's the case, I'm going to make some coffee. Now, a lovely thing happened to me on Tuesday. I went to choir practice at church, like I normally do on a Tuesday, and I was given a present, which I was really surprised about, because I wasn't expecting a present. It's not my birthday, or Christmas, or anything, so I was thinking, well, how's this happened? I'm a bit confused. And it was from a lady called Tassie, who has asked me to stand in for her singing with toddlers on a Wednesday morning, because I sing with toddlers on a Friday morning regularly in our sister church, and she sings with them in the main church that I go to on a Wednesday. But sometimes, if she can't do it, I've done it for her. For all sorts of various reasons. So she came over and she had this big box, and I was intrigued and quite excited. With good reason, it turned out, because inside the box is a thing called Coffee on the Move. It's from Lakeland, and it's for making one cup of coffee that can be put into one of those travel mugs of coffee. I don't know whether if you've seen them or not. They are taller than a normal mug, and some of them have a button on top, but this one has a slider, so you can open and close it so that you can open it to drink and then close it again to keep the coffee warm. And also, if you're a bit clumsy, you can make sure that if you knock it over, it's not going to go everywhere. It's one of these things, you wouldn't want to put it in your bag sideways, because it won't, or upside down particularly, because that won't stop it from, leaking any coffee. But I've got a side pocket in my rucksack, and that keeps things like that held upright, so it works really well. So the machine comes with this travel mug, but it also comes with another part that goes above the travel mug. There's a plastic bit, and then inside the plastic bit goes a reusable filter. It's made of the same sort of nettingy type stuff, although it's a plastic version, but it's similar to what you'd get in a cafetiere plunger. And this water's too hot now. I'm just cleaning it before I use it again. So it's made out. It's made of that, and you put the coffee in, and then to the side there's a water tank, well, a reservoir for the water, and you pour your water from your travel cup, just cold water, into the tank part, and then you put the travel cup back in the bottom without the lid on, and you turn it on, and then press the brew button, and the coffee slowly goes through from the tank. It goes through the coffee and down into your cup, and then afterwards you can put the lid on your travel cup when it's ready to, and you turn the machine off as well, of course, to turn on, to keep the coffee warm, sorry. So, and I've tried it a couple of times now, and it's fantastic. So I thought I would just do a short bit of audio to tell you what I think of it, and also to show you what it sounds like. Although I seem to be doing a better job of making lots of racket in the kitchen at the moment, don't I? But yes, a fantastic present. Exactly, you know, she knows me well because I love my coffee and she knows this. Fantastic, fantastic present. So I've tried it twice so far. On Thursday, I didn't put enough coffee in. And yesterday, it was too much coffee. So hopefully today, I can get it. This was Wednesday and Thursday, sorry, not Thursday and Friday. I went out yesterday for most of the day. Anyway, once I had not enough coffee and once I had too much, so hopefully this time I'll get it right. That'd be good, wouldn't it? So I already actually have a couple of other travel mugs. I haven't tried them in it to see if they fit, if they're the right size or not yet, but I probably will. But this is also a fabulous sort of thing for, you know, if I need to go somewhere and I need to go early, because I don't do early very well. I'm not very good in the mornings. And I need my coffee. So it's fabulous. Because bigger coffee machines always make loads of coffee, and it's a big waste if you're on your own, because I live on my own. And they take quite a while for all the water to go through as well, because it's for a bigger cup of coffee. So, just dry this cup, this travel mug now. It's fantastic. It's metal, this cup. I just ought to warn you for this next bit that if you need to go to the toilet, you might want to go before you hear this bit coming up. And in a minute, you'll see why I've said that. So first, I'm going to pour the water into the tank. There we are. And now I'm going to put the travel mug underneath the on the tray underneath and start making the coffee. You can put your own mug in here, but if you do, the only problem is that you... Oh, hang on. The observant among you will notice I haven't actually put any coffee in yet. It's just kind of proving that I need the coffee, really, isn't it? Okay, let's do that, shall we? Whoops. Oh, it smells amazing. I wish you could get coffee smells via audio boom because it does smell very good. Right, let's try 3 spoons today. Because this coffee, this travel mug's much bigger than a normal coffee mug. And I do like my coffee strong, because my mum is from Holland. And, you know, you You don't mess about, really, do you? If you have coffee, you want to taste it. Although these days, she has her coffee weaker than I do. Because she's lived in England for a very long time. And she likes lots of milk in it. But I seem to have inherited her Dutch coffee tastes. Right, let's try again. Time to make the coffee, because it was so strong on Thursday. I ended up with drinking lots and lots of coffee because I had to dilute it. It was just far too strong. So switch it on and press the brew button. The instructions were also available via... You get some in the box, but because I'm totally blind, I couldn't read them. They're also available via their website. There's a PDF of them, so I could read them myself, which is fantastic. This doesn't seem to be doing anything. I've done something wrong. This always happens, doesn't it, when you're trying to do something, demonstrate. Something always goes funny. Okay, let's try this. Aha, that's better. I hadn't turned it on, I turned it off. It had been on. I'd switched the plug off before, but I hadn't switched off the on and off switch. Oh no, still not doing it. Come on. What have I done? Maybe I had got it right. Maybe I was just being impatient. This is going to be the bit where you... Yes, here we go. It was right before. This is going to be the bit where, if you need the loo, you'll wish you'd been now. So for the next few minutes, it's going to sit there and make that noise. Oh, and that's my dad bought me some cyber bins a while ago. They're not really called cyber bins, but I call them cyber bins because when you move near them, the lid opens like this. And then you put in whatever it is, and then it closes again. I didn't touch that. I just know how long it takes because I've owned these bins for a while. And I'll be honest, I thought when he talked about these bins, I thought, really? Bins that open themselves and close themselves? I mean, whatever next kind of thing. But I said, well, it sounds a bit expensive. He said, oh, I'll buy them for you. So I said... Okay then, because I needed new bins. Mine was broken. But, you know, as soon as he brought them round, I fell in love with the whole cyber bin thing, and I think it's brilliant. And you just have to put just change the batteries occasionally. They're double A's. I think it had... Now, was it two or four? I can't remember now. Anyway, I've got two of these next to each other, one for recycling and one for everything else. And they're great. So, yes, I like my gadgets. I also have a tabletop dishwasher in my kitchen, which I've had it for years, and that came with me when I moved to London. So it's about the size of a microwave, and you can... So it's got one smallish shelf for your plates and cups and cutlery and everything, instead of two like you'd get in a normal dishwasher. And it can go on the worktop. So I do like some kitchen gadgets, but I'm not all that into cooking. So, oh, here we go, lots of noise now. But coffee making gadgets, and gadgets to make my life a bit easier for throwing things away and washing up, are fantastic. It's just as well it's a tabletop dishwasher I've got, because an ordinary one would not have fitted in this kitchen, I don't think. And I think that coffee is ready. And I haven't cleaned the... lid properly, so let me just rinse that, and then I can try the coffee and tell you if it's any good. And then take it out into the garden and hopefully sit in the sunshine with a lovely cup of coffee. Oh, that's just my sink, because I've filled the washing up bowl quite full and the water is... Alright, there we go. Oh, I don't think it's quite finished. Just give it a few more seconds to... It's still... It's me. I'll put the microphone right next to it. Just finishing. And that's my bird clock. And if anyone else has a bird clock, they may know that that's going off for 11 o'clock, and it's actually midday now, but I haven't changed it yet since the clocks were changed. Right, that's done. So switch it off, and be very good and switch it off at the plug socket. Let's put the lid on. And we can have a taste, see what I think. It smells nice. Tastes nice. Still quite strong, actually, but yeah, certainly better than on Thursday. So, yes, still getting there. Perhaps 2.5 spoons next time. I only used 2 when it was 2 weeks, so. I don't know, though. Maybe my tastes are changing by the day. Not sure. Anyway, this audio boom is too long already. Take care, everybody. Have a lovely Saturday and a lovely weekend. Bye for now.